Lawmakers will be back at the Capitol today with agendas in both committees and on the floor. With me for our weekly look ahead of what to expect at 1700 West Washington are Rachel Leingang and Paulina Pineda of the Arizona Capitol Times. And Rachel, let's start with something that actually came out last week. The governor issued an executive order creating a cybersecurity group. What do we know about what to expect from this going forward?
The idea is there will be people from the public sector and private sector, basically all levels of government, and people who work in cybersecurity to try to figure out where there are issues in either state law or policy or in the private sector on cybersecurity and try to find recommendations for making Arizona more secure on the cyber front. And I mean, pretty much across the board, people have cyber threats in all sorts of private, public, no matter what. So it's designed to recommend things to the governor, recommend things to private industry, and just figure out where the weak points are.
Does it seem as though this is in any way related to the news that Arizona was one of the states that its election system was compromised by Russian hackers?
The governor's office claims that that has nothing to do with their thinking here, that they were thinking about this in advance of that. But that certainly highlights the need for looking at cybersecurity and making sure our systems are more up to par.
Paulina, a bill that may or may not come up in the House this week or, frankly, ever this session is the now infamous blow-dry bill dealing with licensing regulations for people who blow-dry hair.
The bill was debated on the floor, I believe, on February 13th, and it's been on the calendar to be voted on the floor twice, but it hasn't gone up for a vote. The sponsor, Michelle Ugenti-Rita, said she retained it on the calendar early last week because she felt it had the votes, but others didn't feel that same way. She said it's something that she's very passionate about. That's why she introduced it. And she just wants the chance to go on the record supporting it. So she said she will try to get a vote on it on the floor, even if it doesn't pass. The magical number is 31. She doesn't care, you know, what combination of Democrats and Republicans vote for it. She just needs those 31 votes. But that might be a little difficult to get. Representative T.J. Shope said at least two Republicans, Drew John and Todd Clodfelter, have said they're going to vote against the bill. They've been outspoken in the past during committee that they're opposed to it. If they vote against it and all the Democrats vote against it, that leaves her with 33 people to sway in her favor. And if someone's absent or other Republicans aren't in favor of it, then it might not pass.
Not a lot of wiggle room there.
Not a lot of wiggle room.
So let's talk about another bill that will be coming up this week. And this one will be in a Senate committee. It's already passed the House, dealing with the ability of realtors to put real estate signs, like for sale signs for houses, in the public right of way, right?
Right. Instead of just being allowed to put it in your front yard, like you usually see, you would be able to put it on public and private right of ways. There would be little the city or county could do to restrict the size of the sign, what days and times of the day it can be posted outside. It passed in the House, I believe, by a 39-20 vote. So there is a little bit of bipartisan support for the bill. Two of the co-sponsors on the bill are Senator Borelli and Senator Kavanaugh. Mr. Borelli is the chair of the government committee that the bill is headed to this week, and Mr. Kavanaugh's on the bill as well. So I'm sure it'll have a pretty easy go through in the committee at least.
Rachel, another bill up for a vote in committee this week in the House would allow counties to essentially ask their residents to impose a tax to pay for transportation projects. What I think is kind of interesting about this is Governor Ducey has, of course, said all along that he would not vote to raise taxes. He's not a fan of taxes, doesn't ever want to raise them. Is there any tea leaf reading going on at the Capitol about whether or not he would be willing to support a bill allowing other levels of government to raise taxes?
He hasn't weighed in on it. He very rarely will weigh in on a bill as it's moving through the process. The interesting thing about this one is it's a way, you know, highway funds are always hard to come by and they constantly are a budget fight. Any sort of funds for transportation, just because the dollar amounts are so high, usually they're hard to come by in the state budget. So it could be a way for the governor, you know, to get that budget fight off of his table and allow lower levels of government to go through it on their own, figure out what they need in their communities and go forward. But he's also in the past said he doesn't like patchworks. He likes the state to have uniformity across counties and cities. So, you know, it's up in the air what he may say.
All right. That's Rachel Leingang and Paulina Pineda of the Arizona Capitol Times. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.